Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Your own bizarre. I don't see Timothy.
Okay. He's gonna come on about. He's gonna be a little late, so he told me to go ahead.
All right.
This is Elder Bazaar, standing in the gap for Timothy Jackson. He'll be coming in, getting off from work, and he said he'll be in maybe about 10 to 15 minutes late. But anyway, I'm gonna hold the fort till he get here, and I'm gonna go ahead and preach the word, the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We work together. Through the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, telling you what the Bible says, not what I say, not what I think, not what I make up. We're coming straight from the Word of God. That's the difference between the true gospel of Jesus Christ and the false gospel of Lucifer, because the devil has a gospel too. There's a gospel of lies, a gospel of deceit, gospel that will not tell the truth, because the devil's a liar. He's the father of all lies. He knows we're living in the last days, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the blood of Jesus Christ shed on Calvary's cross. That comes from heaven. All that comes from heaven. Anything that's not heavenly is earthly. Earthly is damnation. Heavenly is peace, joy, and everlasting life. So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about AI, what AI got to do with the last days. AI is robotic, artificial intelligence, artificial, fake, folk, phony. Phony. It's working against the souls of men. It's telling lies. They're making robots. Where in the Word of God that it says that in the last days there's going to be AI, there are going to be mechanical machines that will be able to comprehend the human mind and able to tell the human mind and work with the human mind and have the features of a human being, but it's a humanoid. It's a phony, fake invention by Satan, and he's going to use it in the last days to control mankind. And we realize that a lot of people don't like to come from Revelation, but Revelation gives you a picture of AI, artificial intelligence, in the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter. Before we get into the word, let's bow our heads. Eternal Father, we come to you now, right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your goodness. And we ask you, O Heavenly Father, that you will be able to accomplish what you have said 2,000, 3,000, 6,000, thousands of years ago, that you have built your kingdom, and you're doing it, Lord. You're doing it, and we know Satan is trying to hinder you, but we rebuke him in the name of Jesus, because he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And he's out to try to defeat the Almighty God, the one that created him, the one that made the world, the one that controls, the one that give permission and can re-admission. He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. We ask you right now in Jesus' name that the word of God will go out in a mighty sword. And we thank you for mostly of all time, of all history, of all the eons and all the ions. We thank you, Lord, for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that suffered and died on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago, come up from the grave after the third day with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And he's going to rule, he's going to reign, and he's going to take control of this earth within a few years. Woo! My. Because the devil knows he got a short time, and the day is going down. The sun is getting ready to go out. The moon is getting ready to turn to blood. God is going to shake the earth. And we realize, Lord, that you're giving us love, mercy, and joy, and peace to give us an opportunity and time to receive your son, Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We get in the book of Revelation. Revelation, the last day, the last 7 years up on the earth will be found in Revelation. Revelation is written by God himself through his son. His son gave it to John, and John gave it to the seven churches of Asia Minor to write the things that was, the thing it is, and the thing to come, the Almighty God. So Revelation is yet future. It has been repeats down through the times in the past, present, and future. But this is the final episode. Amen. Revelation will be revealed. Christ will be revealed to the world in the book of Revelation. Christ is going to come out from the veil, and he's going to prove to the world who he is, because the world is saying he's dead. Some say he's blind. Some say he lost his mind. Oh, but they're saying things about God to make me tremble, make my spinal cord shake like jello, because God is God. God don't need man. God don't need Satan. God was self-existent. He existed before anything was. Then there was nothing before him, and there's nothing after him. So why do you think God is going to bow down to Satan? Why you think God is going to cry out to Satan, tell him, don't do this, don't do that? No, Satan going to do what God permit him to do, and he's giving him a little line. So in the book of Revelation, God let Satan come to this earth, and he's right now the prince power of the air. He rules the air. He rules the radio. He rules the TV. He rules all the technology in the world today. And yet still the gospel is still being preached through the same system. And the gospel will be preached. And the last one that will preach the gospel before Jesus Christ comes back will be three angels. Three angels will preach the gospel. Two witnesses will preach the gospel. 144,000 Jews will preach the gospel before the close of the seven-year tribulation. In the first 3.5 years, the first part of Revelation, the 144,000 were preached for 3.5 years. In the second part of Revelation, we have the two witnesses will preach for 3.5 years. And at the close of the preaching of the two witnesses, God's going to send three angels out around the world, and they are going to preach the everlasting gospel. That would be the last message before Christ split the sky, because God is saying, I'm going to make sure that the gospel is preached to all the world. All the world will hear the gospel. And we're in preparation now, and God is getting ready. And Satan is getting ready to preach his gospel, which he's been preaching for 6,000 years. And God has been preaching his gospel for 6,000 years. And it's coming to a close, because the Bible says God is love, mercy, goodness, and he's given every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every liar, every cheat, every whoremonger, every dirty, every unsaved person that ever was, that was born, because we know that when we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So all men are sinners. All men are born sinners. All men are born wrong. All men are born without God, except one man, and that was God himself. When God manifested himself in the flesh, came down here through 42 generations, died up on Calvary's cross and gave his life and died for the sins of man, got up from the grave on the third day morning, and now he sits on the right-hand side of the Father making intercession for you and I. We're going to talk about AI. What AI? Have I seen AI on TV yet? Yes, I have. Have you seen iRobot? By Will Smith, iRobot, I seen that. That's AI. That's Robux taking over. That's Robux controlling man. Technology is evil, but it can be used for good. Technology is evil. Why? Because it's in the hand of Satan. Thank you, brother. Come on in. I'm going to wrap this up. Amen. Give me about 10 minutes. I'm going to get it started. Talking about this AI, because it's propagating now. They're making robots in Japan. They're making it in New England, overseas. They're making it in Israel. They're making these robots right now, every day. Mm-hmm. Look like human, talk like human, move like human. But they're not human. They are anti. They're anti-God. It's against God. And man is bringing doom up on himself. And if Christ don't come soon, man will destroy himself without dropping any bomb. We're dropping any neutron bomb, man is going to destroy the moral value, the spiritual value, destroy. Well, you know something? The devil got bold enough. He bolder tried to destroy the Bible. He's crazy.
Amen.
That sucker's a lunatic. A lunatic wouldn't even try to do that, but this man is above. This is, Lucifer is above lunatics. He's trying to destroy the Bible. He's telling the Bible wasn't written by holy men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He's saying the Bible's a lie, so he rewrites his own Bible. And guess what? Here we go. They get to jumping on the bandwagon. All these wicked, unbelieving people believe a lie before they believe a truth because they won't receive the love of the truth. And the love of the truth is that Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, what, 2,000 years ago. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever rely on him, whoever trust in him, whoever hope in him, whoever depend upon him and give their life to Christ through the blood of Jesus Christ shall be saved." That's the only way God can be pleased with the lives of the human race, because the human race was cut off in the Garden of Eden. Satan made a wreck of the garden. He had to get out. Adam and Eve had to get out. God said, "I'm not going to let you come back in because I got to do something here. I've got to fix a way," because he already had it fixed before the foundations of the world. "I'm going to fix a way that I can get man back. I ain't going to get all of them." He knew that. God knew he wasn't going to get all of them because people are so stubborn, so hard-headed, so self-independent, don't need God. God said you have a choice to choose good or you can choose evil. And majority of the world is what? Choosing evil. And what's the evil? What's the evil sin? What's the most damnable sin on the face of the planet? I'm going to tell you what it is. I told you before. Unbelief. Unbelief. People don't want God in their life. So what we got? We got Revelation in the 13th chapter. 13th chapter. Now listen to what it's telling us. Listen very carefully on the 13th chapter, the 11th verse. It tells you in the 11th verse, it says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke as a dragon." That scripture right there tells me that there is another beast coming up after the first beast comes. The first beast, before he become a beast, he's the Antichrist. He does not come to beast until the middle of the tribulation period. I want you to understand that now, because the first part of the 3.5 years is going to be a semi-peace. It's going to be a fake peace. It's going to be a fake covenant made with the Jewish people with the Antichrist. And the Jews are going to accept it because the Antichrist will be verified and certified that the Jews have a right to build a temple. And so when the temple is going to be certified and made a covenant with the Jews are going to say, "This is Christ." But he does not come to beast until in the middle of tribulation. And in the middle of tribulation, what happens? The 12th chapter of Revelation, we see that there's a war going on in heaven. There's a war going on right now in heaven, in first and second heaven. The war is against Lucifer and against Michael. Michael's getting ready to prepare. Yes, he is. He's getting ready to prepare to cast Satan to the earth. I want you to understand this now. Satan is going to be cast to the earth. When he is cast to the earth, that means he will have control, full control of the planet. He's going to have everything in his power. He will have the economical power. He will have the political power. And I guarantee you, he's going to have the religious power. So these three powers is going to be in the hands of Satan. And Satan is going to use the Antichrist after he is assassinated by a bullet wound to the head. And he will lay in the morgue for 3.5 days. And after the 3.5 days, three days, because he's going to do a duplicate resurrection, a fake, phony, crackpot resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Lucifer is going to what? energize himself into the body of the Antichrist. You ever hear of the walking dead? Well, this man's going to be a dead man walking, dead spiritually, dead against God, dead against righteousness, dead against love and mercy. He's going to be dead, but he's still going to be alive, and Satan is going to incarnate himself into this man's body, and he will become the beast. That's the first beast. And then John in the 11th verse says, and out of hell another beast coming up out of the earth. He comes up out of the earth. He doesn't come from heaven. And when you say come up out of the earth, what's below the earth? The bottomless pit. So this
right.
spirit, this spirit that's going to come up through this man is going to be a beast. And I'm going to let you know who the beast is. The beast, he will what? Have control to as the Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity. Well, the devil got a triune God. He's got a Trinity. It's the Antichrist is the Son, the dragon is the Father, and the Holy Spirit, the false prophet, represents the devil's Holy Spirit, because the devil ain't got no Holy Spirit. He got an unholy spirit. So what I'm trying to say, whatever God has, the devil says, I got it. God got some true preachers. The devil said, I got some lying preachers. I got some lying deacons. The devil said, I got some lying deacons. And God said, I got some true deacons. So everything that God has, Satan is a copycat. He's a copycat. You talking about a copycat? Because at one time he wanted to be like God. He wanted to overthrow God. He wanted to rule God. And he never could do it. So now he's using humanity to try to turn the kingdom over to Lucifer. And God said, you ain't going to do nothing but cause disaster, and whoever follow you will be damned. So what we got? We got this year a beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns. In other words, he would have power. And he would two horns like a lamb. And he spoke as a dragon. So he speak real sweet, real kind, real nice, it enthuses you. And there's only one man on this earth right now that's alive, and his name is Pope Francis. The Pope of Rome is not heavenly. The Pope of Rome, this year's spirit that he's carrying right now, comes from the earth. It comes from the bottom of the pit. He is ruling now as being the Pope, the Vicar of Christ, the Pontiff of Christ. He is saying that he is taking the place of Christ. Well, that's a lying wonder. The only thing he's going to do, he's going to let the world know that, look, this Antichrist is coming where he is really God. So I'm going to point you to him to worship him. All right? 12th verse says, and he exercised all power of the first beast before him. In other words, he had the power now to exalt the Antichrist. He's going to tell the world, this man is God Almighty. After the resurrection, the Pope is going to tell the world, look, this man is God Almighty. Why? Because look what happened. He was killed. He was slain. He laid in the morgue for 3 days. And now he's was risen from the dead, but not by God. Lucifer raised him from the dead. Oh, no, he ain't listening to me. The devil got power enough to raise people from the dead only on God's behalf. He just can't raise anybody only on God's behalf. Actually, the only way that he can raise somebody from the dead, Satan has to incarnate himself in his Antichrist's body. He becomes the beast. Listen to what it said. And he exercised all power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. The false prophet is promoting earth and not heaven, meaning he will promise heaven here on earth. He promised to make and will try to worship given to the Antichrist. And whose deadly wound was healed. The deadly wound was when he was killed, laid 3 days in the morgue. Well, the deadly wound was healed because he was resurrected by the power of Satan. And when Satan resurrected this Antichrist, because this man was dead now, and guess what?
Amen.
This is going to be televised. Why? Technology. Right now, the world is in flux with 600 satellites. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. Technology. Optic fibers. Megabytes. Kilobytes. Information being transmitted through the air, through these satellites. And pictures are being shown on TV, internet. And it's going to be televised by the NBC News, CNN News, every news broadcast on the face of the earth is going to be pointing right at Jerusalem. Because
that's
where all this is going to happen. This is where the Antichrist is going to make his throne. This is where the Antichrist is going to sit in the temple. This is where the Antichrist is going to tell the world to worship the image of the beast. What is the image of the beast? The image of the beast is AI. Oh, come on, y'all. Listen to it. AI is the image of the beast. Don't you know Japan is building a giant robot? That sucker's like Transformers. You ever see TV Transformers? These big giants that can change themselves into airplanes, change themselves into trucks and everything. That's AI.
Yep.
And it's programming mankind now that somebody said, this is good. We can let AI do our work. And that's what AI is taking over Hollywood. AI is taking over a grocery store. AI, why? AI says that you can go in the store, buy anything you want, and walk out the door. The only thing you got to do is wave your hand over the scanner, and the scanner will pick up everything you got in your basket. That eliminates employment. And when you eliminate employment, you're looking for a war. So now everybody talking about technology is successful, and oh, it's so wonderful. You got the self-driving cars. You got the self-driving airplane. You got the self-driving tricycles and bicycles. Everybody want to self-drive. But let me tell you, it's AI, and AI is not dependable. Now, AI is a mess. AI is going to destroy mankind with its own mental, with its own physical, with its own spiritual value, because when you eliminate God in your life, you're going for AI. When you eliminate the Holy Spirit, when you eliminate the cross, you're going to die and go to hell because you haven't got your sins forgiven. And AI is not going to talk about repenting. AI is not going to talk about baptism. AI is not going to talk about holiness. AI is a machine. And listen to what the Revelation said. This is 2023. And this is John wrote this in 95 A.D. by the Spirit of God. And John stretched over to 2,000 years and told exactly when the end of time come, or when the end of the church age come, just before the church is raptured up, man's going to have so technology, so great advantage of technology today that men are doing what? Men are being put out of work. People are losing their jobs. Hollywood is in trouble. Why? Because they want to use AI, and Hollywood said, no, we want our rights to write. They got robots now writing theses, writing plays, everything, and they don't get tired. The only thing they do, their family might run down. Good God Almighty. Woo! Don't y'all see what Revelation is trying to tell us? Listen to what it says. It says, the deadly wound was healed, the resurrection of the Antichrist. He to come to death. And he said, 13th verse says, and he does great. He does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of man and deceives them who dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he has power to do in the sight of man. You talking about a miracle working devil. The devil can work miracles. He's a magician. He's a voodoo and hoodoo, witchcraft, and warlocks. You got all kinds of spirits
That's right.
do miracles. And this year's second beast is going to have power to call down fire out of heaven in the presence of men. And when people see that, they're going to say, oh, this is God. This is wonderful, because every miracle that you see don't mean it comes from God, because the devil is a miracle working demonic demon. He can transmit messages from around the world through mediums and through witchcraft and through voodoo. All this stuff that you see on TV is nothing but witchcraft and folks sitting up and enjoying it, laughing at it. Oh, my God. Revelation is trying to tell you something. And that's why the devil don't want preachers to preach out of the book of Revelation. That's why he don't want preachers to study the book of Revelation. That's why he don't want preachers to spend time in Revelation and explain the symbols and the allegories and the parables that Revelation is trying to get the message to us to tell us this is AI time. This is the time that the great tribulation will come up on the earth. This is the time. What's going to happen? Woo, give me five more minutes, brother. I'm going to let you run on through this.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Woo. Listen what it says. It says this. It says in the 14th verse, and deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them who dwell on the earth that they should make a what? An image. There you go. AI standing right in the face. Look, an image. You remember Babylon? You remember Nebuchadnezzar? You remember on the plains of Duran? You remember the three Hebrew boys? They had a statue made out of gold. It stood 90 feet high. And they made a decree. If you don't bow down to this statue, this is what I'm talking about. If Israel don't bow down and listen to this statue and let me speak for this statue, they will be put in the fiery furnace. And you bring that on down to 2023. 2023 says, if you don't bow down to the image of the beast in 2023 or 2024 or 2025 or 26, if you don't bow down, you will be beheaded. Your head is going to go to the chopping block. Your head is going to the guillotine. The guillotines now is already in the United States. Guillotines around the world. They're making them. They're making them 24/7. Why? Because there's a great martyrism coming around the world. People will be killed because they will not fall down and worship what? AI, the image of the beast, the image of the Antichrist, the image of the dragon. This is how the devil is going to use. Japan is already. I've seen it on YouTube. They got about, I don't know if it's 60 feet high or 90 feet high. I don't know how they're going to get it over here in Jerusalem because that's where the statue is going to be. It's going to be on the Temple Mount, and it's going to stand high and tall. It's going to be something like the Transformers. And they tell me this false prophet, the Pope, the Roman Catholic Church is the head of the Babylonian Empire because, let me tell you, it was the Babylonian Empire that gave Rome the idea how to run a government. And since Rome has been on the government, they have taken over to be the modern-day Babylon. And this is just not in the United States. It's not just a country. It's the worldwide. It's around the world. Babylon! What do Babylon represent? Confusion! Why? Because men have forgotten God. Men have forgotten the righteousness of God. Men have forgotten the power of God. Men have forgotten the love of God. Men have forgotten the wrath of God. Men have forgotten the mercy of God. They have forgotten God all alone. They think they can run it because the devil has deceived them in believing that he can run the world through his own power. And the devil couldn't run a junkyard. The devil couldn't run a garbage dump. Why? Because he's garbage himself. And there's a lot of folks up in the church talking about they've been born again. They got garbage in their life. They got all kind of stuff in. And let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of church folks who are going to be bowed down because there's a lot of difference between a church member and a born-again believer. A born-again believer is somebody like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They say, we are not going to bow down, King. In 2023, there's going to be some tribulation saying that we're not going to bow down to the image of the beast. And the image of and the dragon is going to say, look here, if you don't bow down, and if you don't give me homage, if you don't bow down, we will take you by the hand, and we will cuff you, and we will put you in train cars, and we will put you in buses, and we will take you to concentration camps, because there's going to be concentration camps in the United States. Watch what I tell you. It's called FEMA. FEMA is a organization that was formed by the Illuminati. Oh, y'all don't listen to me. You better listen to somebody. Amen. The Illuminati, the Luciferians, the Baphomets, the Kabbalists, all these wicked men, secret societies, and demons and Nephilims and especially demons that are off-breed of angels and the human race. Because back there in the sixth chapter, the human race was infiltrated by, 200 angels that had cohabitation with the daughters of men, and they begot children, and these children were called Nephilim, and they were giants in those days, and it was so wicked, it was so botched up, it was so messed up. God looked down from heaven, and the stench of it went up into his nostrils, and he had one man he called out of nowhere, good God Almighty, he called Noah. The wickedness of men have come before me, and I am fed up with it. Build a boat. Build it now. I'll give you 120 years. Some say 120. Some say it's 100. Whatever it was, I know it was in hundreds. 100, I would say 120 years. God gave Noah time, to build a boat. And God gave the church age time of 6,000 years to get their ship ready. But this time it's not going to be a ship. Ooh, this time it's not going to be a boat. This time it's not going to be an ocean liner. This time it's not going to be no vocation. They tell me the only way that you can escape this, you got to go on a hill. Good God Almighty, far away. Look at here. Stood an old rugged cross. Yeah. Emblem of suffering and shame. Yeah. And then he said, oh, I love that old cross where the dearest and best laid down his life. It was Jesus. That switched from a boat to a death on the cross. Yes, he did. He died. I know he died. I know he died because one Friday morning, my soul was set on fire. And I've been on fire ever since then. I've been preaching this gospel for 58 years. Coming up this October, I've been telling men, women, boys, and girls, if I don't tell you in the church behind the pulpit, I'll tell you on the street. If I can't tell you on the street, I'll tell you in your home. I'll tell you, you better get ready, because there's going to be no boat this time. It's going to be nothing. Nothing can save you but the what? The blood of Jesus. Yeah, the shed blood of Jesus Christ is the only hope we have. And care what nobody's saying. You can be the pope, you can be the deacon, you can be the bishop, you can be the elder, you can be the doctor, you can be whatever you want to be. But if you haven't been born again, you got to be changed from darkness to light. You got to repent of your sins and turn from your wickedness. I'm going to run on. Let me finish this up now. Listen what it says.
Yeah.
It says here. Oh, he called this to speak in the 15th verse. It should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Your head is gone. The United States is known, supposed to be one of the most powerful nations when it comes down to worshiping God at one time. The most powerful nation. We got more churches. We got more preachers. We got more evangelists. We're the capital of the world when it comes to evangelizing. But let me tell you what don't happen in America. America has backslidden into hypocrisy. And it's so wicked now, God is not smiling. He's not smiling at me. He's not smiling at you. He's not smiling at the preacher. He's not smiling at the deacon. He's not smiling at the church members. He's not smiling at nobody because he's not pleased with the way that they're handling this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And listen what it says. It says America has come so foul and so nasty and so backbited and so hypocritical. America has become so racist and killing folk, white and black, Jews and Gentiles are fighting in America, and we call ourselves a land of freedom. But I thank God I do live in a land of freedom, because I got more than freedom. I got sanctified freedom. I got love freedom. I got God's freedom. I got God's freedom to do what? Do right, live right, talk right, and preach the gospel right. Because if I don't preach it right, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to close with this here verse. 16th verse says, and he causes all boats, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. Listen to what it said. A mark, A-I mark, a mark in the right hand or in their forehead. So in Artify, if you identify yourself with the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, you will receive a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. All represent those in his domain, not entirely of the world. This domain includes virtually entirely an area of the old Roman Empire, which includes North America, North Africa, Middle East, and most of the modern Europe. This is a literal. It will spread across the world. It will spread to America, where the caste system will be there. The credit cards will be gone. When you receive this mark, and I'm getting ready to close, when you receive this mark on your right hand or on your forehead, you are saying to God himself, I sold out. I sold my soul to the devil. I gave up the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I denied the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And I want to see that mark so I can buy and I can sell. Because if you don't receive the mark, you will not be able to go into the economical system, the religious system, and the political system. You will be done. But this mark will cause later on sores to break out on people's body. Because inside of that computer chip, it is a chip. People have been fussing about it, talking about it. I don't think that's it. And some say, well, I like it because you know, I know I don't have to worry about my business. But let me tell you, it's a deception of Satan. Once you receive that, there is a virus inside of the capsule, and when that chip gets in your bloodstream, it will change your spiritual DNA. Come on, looker here. Come on now. It will change your spiritual
Lord
DNA. In other words, it will literally deny. It won't even come conscious that there is a true God. You will be the son of Satan by DNA computer chip. In other words, the devil has deceived you in believing that this man is this Antichrist is Jesus Christ, and you have sold your soul to the devil. And I'm closing, and let this brother have his show. Amen. I love him, though. Amen. He's a blessing to me. He said, Jesus said, what profit a man that gain the whole world and lose his soul? Go, bro.
Amen. Amen. Brother, I thank you for coming on and taking over for me. Amen. While I have to take care of some business, I'm grateful to be here. Amen. Gather around, gather around. Amen. Thank the brother for prayer. Thank you for the deep word he's been preaching. Amen. Amen. We just want the saints to know. Amen. This has been on my heart and my mind. Amen. Get ready for the return of Christ. Amen.
Ooh, yeah.
And when we say get ready, understand what I'm saying. You might be ready for Christ, but get those around you ready for the return of Christ, your family, your friends, your loved ones. You know, brother, I couldn't help but to think this morning, amen, because I've been watching some videos too, and one particular video made me think about the lukewarm. Amen. Amen. I'm going to talk about some salvation. Amen. But I want to talk about just real quick the lukewarm, because the lukewarm are those people attend church week in and week out and don't read the Bible.
Yes.
Do you know how sad that is?
Yes, sir.
To go to church for years and don't know the Bible, don't know the Word of God. And, brother, that has been something. Since I've been started teaching Sunday school over 20 years ago, that has mystified me.
How can you say you love God? And you know, you got people say, well, you know, you got to live right and do right. You're right. You do have to live right and do right. Amen. But the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. You got men and women alike, been in church for many years. Don't attempt to learn the word. Amen. But I'm so grateful, amen, for what the book of Daniel said, that knowledge shall be increased.
Come on, preacher.
Meaning that people will seek the truth in the latter times. Brother, I'm so happy to hear that so many young people are coming to Christ. People are seeking the truth. People are asking questions. They're not just accepting the old traditional way of church life. They're asking questions now. And that's what it takes. You got to ask questions. And that's what prompted me on my journey to learn the Bible and to study the Scripture, to pray and ask the Heavenly Father to give me spiritual wisdom and knowledge, because I would ask saints of God, or people who say that they're saints of God, questions about the Bible, and they didn't know it. They couldn't give me a complete answer. I said, you know what? Let me start reading and studying the word for myself. The Bible says study to show thyself approved. What that means is study the Bible, study the word for yourself. Learn and know the Bible yourself. I used to always teach and say this when I was in church, brother. I said, man, I'd be ashamed to sit in the church where my soul is responsible for eternity, and to leave my soul in the hands of a man that don't know the word of God. That
can't Come on.
I said, I won't do that. I said, if I have to learn this Bible myself, I will. But I won't rely on man to dictate where am I going to spend eternity. And because I don't know, because of ignorance. Brother, you got people who got doctrine degrees, master degrees, several education from institutions of great learning, but they don't know nothing about the Bible. You mean
nothing
to tell
about the
me, amen, you mean to tell me you come to church week in and week out?
Week out, year in and year
amen.
Out.
Amen. Amen. And you're more concerned about how your bank account looks versus where your soul going to spend all eternity.
Ooh, come on, fix it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Amen. I refuse. My soul is more important than how much money I got, than the job, the money I make, the house I own, the cars, the land, the friends, the prestige, you name it. Christ said, only what you do, the Bible said, only what you do for Christ will last. Not how smart you were, not how big your bank account is, not how fancy your car and your home and your jewelry and your clothes are, not how many vacations you take in a year. Only what you do for Christ. And that brings me to, the second coming of Christ. Did you know that? That the Bible talks about Christ's return over 4,000 times. In the Bible, it mentions Christ's return. Christ's return, amen, is twofold. He's going to come before the Great Tribulation. How ironic is this? He's going to come before the Great Tribulation and right after the Great Tribulation. Man, if they ain't ironic. In other words, amen, he's going to come back and return before and after the worst time on this planet. Not only that, the Holy Spirit is going to step back. Oh, my God. Boy, I hope y'all hear me what I'm saying. Not only that, the Holy Spirit is going to step back within that seven-year period. He's going to step back. He's not going to leave because, amen, as me and the brother have taught, the Holy Spirit can't completely leave because how's the 144,000 going to minister? How's the two witnesses going to minister? The Holy Spirit, God is in control.
Come on, fix it, boy.
In every aspect, in every inch of existence, you better believe the Spirit of God is there. I don't care if it's clear across the universe. I don't care if it's across thousands of universes. You better believe the Holy Spirit is there. 7 years, the Holy Spirit is going to allow Satan to do his thing. You know what the good thing about that seven-year period is? We will not be here. The church will not be on this
say planet. That again, brother.
Amen. I'll say it again. Amen. Amen. If I had 1,000 times, I'll say 1,000 more times.
The church
will not be here during the Great Tribulation. Amen.
Amen.
We will not go through the Great Tribulation. We won't be here. Because you want to know why? The Great Tribulation is for what? Judgment. Amen.
Judgment.
And punishments. That's what it's for. Israel's going to be judged. Amen. They got 7 more years because they refuse the Messiah. That's why they have to be judged. So the chosen children of Israel, when they didn't believe, when they turned their back on God, they're going to come to the reality. Do you know that there's a great awakening across this planet?
Yes,
people
it
are
is.
Awakening. Amen. They are awakening. See, just like Lucifer is, that's why this AI, Lucifer said, man, we got to hit it hard as we can. Do you know, since the time Adam and Eve all the way
come
up
on.
To now, that this is the greatest technological civilization that we're in now? Brother,
that's
I was,
right.
Amen. Brother, I was thinking about ancient Babylon because, you know, some people like to say, well, America is Babylon or Europe is Babylon. And what they must realize is that Babylon no longer exists. Amen. It no longer exists. Babylon went out thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
Amen. What exists is the Babylonian system. That's
system.
What exists, the Babylonian system. Not Babylon. Babylon don't exist. The system itself exists. But the book of Revelation talks about chapter 17 and chapter 18, the book of Revelation talks about how it will be brought back. Amen. Do you know that right now that they are working on building this Babylonian city? They're talking about building a city that's going to stretch 200 miles long, but it's going to be like a great wall. And within this wall, it's going to be like a tech. It's going to be number technology, the best.
Come
of
on, preacher.
Man, you
Come
may
on.
Be able to walk in your house and the door. As soon as you get to your door, your front door may open up. You can just walk in because they got cameras that probably can see you and know you. It's going to be able to do so much. It's supposed to be the most highly technological advanced city that they're going to create. They spending money. Really, they spending money. They probably ain't got. They spending billions of dollars just to build this city. Man, you better know where we are in the Bible. We
come on,
are
come on, preacher.
To the return of Christ. Christ is going to come back and get the church before the tribulation. He's going to return at the end of that seven-year period, at the end of the tribulation. My God, my God. We better wake up and sound the alarm. Amen.
Come
you
on.
Remember how Moses and Aaron went through Egypt and they were warning the children to put the blood on the door, amen, on the side of the post, so the death angel can pass on. Man, let me tell you right now, there's going to be such a death angel. Revelation 6 talks about the death angel, how he's going to run. My God, don't you know that out of the four horsemen, guess who was the last one mentioned?
Yes.
Death and hell was the last
death
one mentioned out of the four. But don't you know that death is going to have a hand and works, amen, in every rider. In other words, the Antichrist. He's going to cause death. The brothers just told you that they got FEMA camps all over the world. Man, this stuff makes so much sense to us now. I remember this had to have been before 2010, and this was back when YouTube was blowing up. Oh, man, YouTube was growing so much momentum. They were, and you know, Google ended up buying YouTube. YouTube was getting so big because I remember Facebook was big. Back then it was MySpace and Facebook, but then YouTube just came up just blowing them away. I remember somebody had posted a video, and they were talking about this on my job. They said, man, you go on this YouTube and see this. They got mass graves all over the world. I said, what? What you mean they got mass graves? They said, brother, they are preparing for something big. They got camps all over the world. They got some. They gonna take people, put them in these Walmarts, put them in these camps, put them on a train.
Come on, preacher.
And just like the brother said, if you don't accept what they tell you to do, you don't accept this mark, You don't do what they say, tell you to do. You try to rebel. The church not going to even be here. We're going to be long gone. Man, you talking about a fearful thing? They said that they already got contracts with certain funeral homes and certain companies. I guess they like construction.
Come on, preacher.
Man, they got, and the people, here's how this stuff works. Remember when we were telling y'all about these fraternities and sororities and
sororities.
If y'all remember me telling y'all, and I've said this several times on the show, even a long time ago I used to talk about this. This guy that was a Mason, he said something to me that shook me. He told me a long time ago, he said, yeah, man, he said, they help you get money, get in business, you can become rich, you can do a whole lot of stuff. But he told me something. He said, but when they need you, when they call on you, you got to answer the call. So all these people that know what's going on in the world, but they're not telling people like you and me, they're not sharing with us because we ain't part of the club.
Come on now. We ain't part
of the Bilderberg group. We ain't part of the guys that be out there in California with this great owl, be out there naked running around the floor. We're not part
Bohemian
of that nonsense.
There
you go, brother, the Bohemian Grove. See, they got all these secret groups. They know what's about to happen. Why do you think they building these bunkers? Ain't nobody been talking about this stuff. Man, you know what? Because of the videos I watch on YouTube, I get stuff recommended to me. I keep getting this like a commercial, and they keep on talking about how they got these kits. They're called end time kits, something like that. I said, they got kits you could buy for. They say something like for apocalyptic kits or something
survival
like that.
Survival kit. Survival kit.
Yeah, survival kit. But they call them something like they give it another name. It's like an apocalyptic or something. They preparing, what I'm trying to tell you is they are preparing for the end time. They think they're going to escape. See, because remember, the secret is not hidden from us. The secret is blinded and hidden from the world, those that reject God. See, we already know that the escape is coming. We know that the escape is. We don't have to prepare no bunkers. We ain't got to go get no bunkers and no groceries and no water. I'm not worried about nothing. You think I'm ever buying tissue? You think I'm ever buying a bunch of water? You think I'm buying a bunch of fruits and storing it somewhere in the icebox and dry groceries? I'm not doing none of that. God said, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more against
you. Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. Then the world against you. We don't have to worry about that. I just gave you the window. I just told you what's about to happen. The second return of Christ is our exodus. The first exodus was what? Back in Egypt. Amen.
Hey.
Amen. That was the first. The second exodus is about to happen. This time, he's coming for a church without a spot, wrinkle, or
blemish.
Come
on, preacher. Amen.
He ain't coming back just because your ancestors were ancient Israelites. He's coming back because you have chosen him. He's coming to get you. He said, I'm coming back to get those that love me. See, before, he came and got Israel just because they was Israel, the children of Israel.
Right.
They didn't have to love God, but he loved the nation of Israel so much that he saved and delivered all of them.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't think I'm telling the truth, let me show you something. I'm dealing with this second coming. This is a part of salvation. Let me show you something. And I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Amen. For those that may be new and may have never heard it. If you go over, let's see, where is it at? Amen. Let's see if I got it.
All right.
Amen. I'm going to find it. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to find it. But, amen, but as I was saying, amen, we don't have to get ready for this stuff. We had train cars in this city. Brother, hear me, and those that's listening, hear me well. There, from where I live, not even maybe three, no more than 5 miles, maybe three, about 3 miles from where I live. Just
come on,
three miles. Huh?
tell it.
About 2 to 3 miles from where I live, there's this like a storage yard. It's like a vacant lot. It has a fence around, barbed wire fence around it. But you can see through it. It's an open field. Brother, there used to be boxcars before the pandemic. Filled up with train boxcars. You hear me?
I hear you.
You can drive through the other day. There ain't a one. There's none. Do you hear what I'm saying? There is none.
I hear you.
Who buying these boxcars? They had a sign up for sale. Who buying box? Who tell me who buys boxcars? Who buys them? Man, y'all not hearing what I'm telling y'all. Who buys box? Who do you know buys a boxcar? Who do you know got a boxcar? I don't know not now person. I don't have nobody in my family. I don't have no friends. Nobody at the church. I ain't never seen or heard nobody in my community say they bought a boxcar. Who buying these boxcars?
Come on, no.
Lord have mercy. Y'all better hear me well. These folks is preparing for what's coming down the line.
Come on,
they got survival kits, apocalyptic kits, whatever they want to call them. There's something like that they were saying. They're talking about they got food that can last for years and stuff. You can buy these kits. Don't you know that, folks? They are terrified. It's quiet. They don't want to talk about it. But you better believe they're terrified.
No.
You better keep watching the news about what's going on with you. They talking about it right now. They are talking about it right now. And, brother, man, I got the strength. I'm telling you, this has been some good news for us. Good news for me because what we've been talking about in the last 3 years, y'all don't hear me.
Come on,
there
preacher.
There are more African nations. Y'all not hearing me. I told y'all before, because I knew this back in the 90s. When I used to study about ancient Egypt, the Greeks in the ancient world used to acknowledge Africa by different names. They used to call the whole continent of Africa Ethiopia. Some of the Europeans did. Don't you know what the Bible talks about? How Sudan, Ethiopia, is going to be part of World War III and part of the what's going to happen in the end times?
Ooh,
and I told y'all about a year to a year and a half ago that I believe not all of Africa, but majority of Africa is going to join Russia and China. Boy, y'all is not hearing what I'm telling y'all. This is Bible prophecy. I can't make this stuff. I am not that brilliant. I got to be honest. I'm just not that brilliant. I got to be honestly truthful with you. I can't make this stuff up.
No, sir.
And right now today, because America is pressuring Uganda and some of those, and I think it's Botswana, it's one of them other African, they're pressuring them because they're trying to push the LGBT, they're trying to push the alphabet community. They're trying to push their agenda on Africa. And Africa said, we don't want that mess. We don't want that. And so since they don't want it, America said, well, we're going to sanction y'all. Well, now with those countries are threatening, America said, we said, you know what? Since you're going to sanction us, well, we no longer want to. Man, y'all better hear what I've been watching African
news. I hear
you. The African politicians, the African leadership are saying, you know what? We won't be bullied by America no more. We won't be bullied by the West no more. We want nothing to do with the money. They said, why do we got to go through America anyway just to do business in our own country with our own neighbors? What sense does that make?
Come on.
And so now there's pushback. They're saying we no longer want to be part of your nonsense. So now they're writing up paperwork. They're trying
Come
to get trade agreements with Russia and China. Don't you know that Russia is the prince of the North? Oh, y'all not hearing me what's about to happen.
Come on.
Russia ain't pounding on Ukraine, beating on their chest to hit them in China just to look good before the world. This is not an exercise. This is not an exercise. These countries are prepared for war. Man, let me tell you something. I've been in Texas all my life. I remember in my hometown, that was the only time we would see jet planes. I used to work at the base over where we used to fuel jet airplanes. I ain't seen a jet airplane in many years in this city. Do you know now I've been seeing military jet planes flying out of here? I'm talking about 1 to 2 seconds. them bad boys can go from over my head to out of my sight in 2 seconds. Sonic boom. See, some of y'all ain't brought up, and some of y'all ain't even heard of a sonic boom. I've heard the sonic boom for the first time in my life. It's amazing. You'll see that joke on one part of the sky, and then you hear that boom, and he gone.
Boom.
Said, wow, that's a sonic boom. I'm talking about when you hear the boom, he's gone. He's been past where you hear that boom. He's out of your sight. I said, wow. I just saw five military choppers fly south of the city. I don't know where they go. They could have just been going to the border because we've been having border issues here down in Texas. They could have been going to El Paso. But what I'm trying to tell you is, we ain't seen this in years. We ain't seen any of no. We used to have an Air Force base. The Air Force base been gone for about more than 20 years now. But we got military just flying out of here.
Yes,
there's whispers of people preparing for war. They talk about this young lady told me the other year her boyfriend's a military medic, and she said she shared something with me. She said his superiors told him get ready. Get ready. Get ready. What are we getting ready for? We're getting ready for war. This guy's in college, but he's a military. Maybe like a military. I guess he's trying to be a doctor. And they told him to get ready. They already know what's about to happen. See, why you up here TikToking, Instagramming, YouTubing, Facebooking? Why you up here on social doing all this stuff, watching TV? Shaking and jamming and jibbing and whatever else you're doing, it's okay to have fun and enjoy life, but pay attention to what's going on. Warn those around you.
Come on.
People are asleep. Like the pastor said, the church is asleep. These preachers are asleep. They're not
sleeping, bro.
Christ gave it to John to give to the seven churches. That wasn't just for the seven churches back in ancient time, 2,000 years ago. It was for the entire church age because some point it was going to be inevitable. In other words, it was going to actually happen. Not we think it's going to happen. We propose it's going to happen. It might happen. No, we are 2,000 years. We are 2,000 years away from Christ. I've always told you what my dad said. My dad, I always taught us when we were born, when we were kids. He said, I'm not going to be here. My dad passed away in 2005. He said, I'm not going to have to worry about it. Y'all going to have to worry about it. He said, in that millennium, you better get ready. Christ going to come back. That's what my dad said. And he told us that because we were running the streets. He was praying and hoping that we got saved before it was too late. Because he knew. He knew. He knew that one day that Christ was going to come back like a what? Thief in the night. You know what a thief does when he comes? He steals. What you think he's going to do to us? He's going to steal us out of. Do you know what that means? They don't even know we gone. They going to get up
one morning,
maybe in the middle of the night. He's going to steal us away from here. Guess what's going to happen? Folks going to come out the house hollering, screaming, where my baby at? Where my wife? Where my husband? Where my children? Where my family? Where the mama? Where the dad? The people going to go crazy. Car wrecks,
plane wrecks,
planes crashing, stock market crash. People going to start taking their lives. People going to lose millions of dollars, billions of dollars gone overnight, just like that. Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, all this stuff is now. See, it couldn't happen 100 years ago. They didn't have the technology. They didn't have, like the brother said, they didn't have the ability. They didn't have the ability for you to see the two witnesses all over the world. The world is closer now. The world is no longer far away. See, if you want to write a letter to China long time ago, before I was born, it would take months for them to get it. They get it, it would just take months. Lord have mercy.
Come on, preacher.
Now they got overnight mail.
If I want overnight mail,
something paid $39 or $89 and sent to my brother across the state, he'd get it the next day in the morning. The world travels to and fro now.
Yes, it is, brother. Yes, it is.
And you best believe we are in the time, in the day, right now as we speak.
Now.
Today, not tomorrow. We're here now. We're knocking on the doorstep. Turn of our Lord and Savior.
Yes, sir.
The second
yes, sir.
Coming of Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The resurrections. The resurrection. These are events that's coming to a theater near you. These events are coming. The resurrection. The dead in Christ with a trumpet sound. I just told you Christ is going to come. He got two comings. The first time he's just going to appear in the air. The trumpet's going to fly. The dead in Christ is going to be raised. Amen? The dead in Christ is going to be raised. Resurrected. Then after
yes,
that,
sir.
Amen,
yes.
At the end, amen, you got the Old Testament saints. Daniel and them going to stand in their lot. They're going to stand
on.
In their promise. They got a promise. God don't break his promise. Christ, they're not going to break their promise. He said, I'm coming back to get you. You better believe. I know it's tough. It's hard out here. People complaining. People getting second jobs. I even have to get a second job. I ain't going to lie. Everybody I run into, I just got a second job. You want to know
Whoa.
Why? Everything is going up. People moving here from other cities said, man, it's terrible in the city. They said, it's so high, cost of food and so people getting out. Don't you know what's about to happen? Don't you know that the third rider's going to ride?
Come
Famine.
On, preacher.
Don't you know what happened during wartime, World War III, the second horse? For the
Come
first
on,
horse
preacher.
Got to ride. That's the Antichrist. But don't you know that war is going to happen? Then you know what happened in wartime? It just sucks up the economy. The economy in America is already terrible. The economy really around the world is suffering. It's bad. And you think they ain't mad at Putin and his other China? You think, boy, they is mad at Putin.
Lord, him.
This man is about to incite World War III. They talking about it. It ain't on your main news because they don't want to talk about it. Oh, but you best believe your government's your presidency, all in the back rooms and them hidden rooms, they getting ready. They are ready. They got
to They're getting ready,
they
bro.
Know that they know that this is inevitable. And China has said they are tired of America being on the forefront. And then after sending that woman yelling over there to China, her name is Yellen. I couldn't believe the stuff that she said. I said, you said that to the Chinese people. We already on edge. They're already talking about taking Taiwan, and we threaten if they take Taiwan, it's war, and you don't go there and tell them, they can't wait. You think the Chinese people can't wait? The brothers said they got robots. They got so they probably don't even need to use their soldiers. Lord have mercy. 200 million AI robots. Lord have mercy.
Woo.
Well, I'm going to let the brother take over some, then we're going to come back. But I have to share that with, man, there's some tough stuff here. We're just trying to get the church ready. We want to get you ready to go. Look, I know you love your home. You got a beautiful home. A lot
yeah.
of people got beautiful homes. I got family friends. They got nice house, nice floor, brand new, nice paint, nice cabinets. People drive a nice car. This is the best that African Americans have lived in this country in 400 or 500 years. People driving Lexus in my community. They driving BMWs. Hey, man, I remember I was living in the metro. You see people driving Mercedes and Lamborghini. People are living nice. They say a billionaire is made every week. We living good. The churches are doing good. We got the Laodicean church age. We in that now. People are living good. But guess what? Let me tell you one reason. Because man is about to destroy itself. With AI? Oh, my gosh. AI, can you imagine if AI was to take over the nuclear system? What if the system was to hack the nuclear system and codes? And we just never know.
Never know,
what somebody,
buddy.
What if somebody gets nutty enough to create something in AI that can send off missiles? We in trouble. Man's on the verge of destroying himself. God is not
going to
let
Yes, sir. Yes,
Go
sir.
Go ahead, doctor. Talk to us, man.
Man, wake up, church. Good, right, church. Come on, church. lukewarm, lukewarm, hypocritical church. Fooling around with God, trying to tease God, trying to fool God. You talk Jesus Christ, but you live like the devil. Wake up, church. I'm talking about the preachers. I'm talking about the deacons. I'm talking about the choir. I'm talking about the janitor of the church. Wake up. Quit going to church, singing a two or three songs, pick a small collection, mm-hmm. say howdy, goodbye, and go back home. Don't read your Bible. Don't study. Mm-hmm. Don't meditate. Don't fast and pray. Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord already told him what he'll have to do. He said, go out into the world and witness. Witness what? Right. Tell them about my death. Tell them about my suffering. Tell them about my resurrection. Tell them about I'm coming back again. Tell them about the rapture of the church. Tell them about how the Antichrist is coming. Tell them about the 144,000. Tell them about the two witnesses. Tell them about the three angels that's going to be preaching the gospel at the end of the tribulation period. Tell them about the Euphrates River getting ready to dry up and go to rock bottom. Tell them about the four angels that bound up in the Euphrates River. Tell them about how right now over there at the Euphrates River, they're hearing some growling noises back there in the cage, and they can hear chains moving. Tell them. Ain't nobody saying nothing. And if you don't warn them, the blood's going to require to your hand. If you don't tell them what? Christ, Jesus Christ, Son of God, God himself in the flesh is getting ready to come back to earth. Satan done had it for 6,000 years. We done went over that over and over again. 6,000 years and it's been hell from the time of the Garden of Eden all the way across B.C., all the way across A.D., all the way across the church age, all the way across the seven-year tribulation, which when Satan will have his final blow, he will do his final thing. He know he done lost. He can't win. He's a lost cause. He knows. He knows that he ain't. In fact, the devil knows more about when Jesus Christ is coming than we do. And the world is saying, well, when he's coming, he's been talking about that for such a long time. Don't you know God got to fulfill his time? God is always on time. He ain't never late. He ain't never made a mistake. He ain't never told a lie. He said, I'm coming back. And before I come back, the world will be in a almost a total chaotic condition. Don't you know it's destruction when the Illuminati and the Luciferians and the witchcraft and the Nephilim and the demons and the fallen angels, don't you know they are doomed forever? Don't you know they're lost? Don't you know they cannot be redeemed? Don't you know they're trying to keep you from being redeemed? Don't you know the world, they got all kind of goodies for you? They got baseball, football, tennis. They got recreation center. They got the hotels. They got they got fine cars. They got fine real estate. They got fine all the people today are not worried about the second coming of Jesus Christ. The church is not worried about it. And you know something? The church has failed God Almighty except two. And the two are Smyrna and Philadelphia. And Smyrna is a persecuted church, and they were persecuted because they stood for Christ. They stood for the birth, death, and the resurrection. They stood for the word of God. They believe in holiness. They believe in sanctification. They believe in faith in Jesus Christ, that God Almighty is in the flesh, is Jesus Christ, died and suffered and coming back again. Don't you know that church is existing today? That's one. The next one that's in existence is the Church of Philadelphia, and that's the Evangelistic Church. That's the church of brotherly love. That's a church that's not connected with no man-made organization. That's a church that defies religion. And I defy religion, and the Church of Smyrna defies religion, because religion comes from the pits of hell. Religion, because they absolute deny and delete the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. They eliminate the cross. They eliminate the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The masonry, the secret society, the Kabbalah, synagogue of Satan. Synagogue of Satan covers all the secret societies on the face of the earth today, and it's all in Hollywood. It's all up in the church. It's all over the world that these Luciferians demonize. They're demonized. The devil got them. The devil said, you mine. And guess what? The devil said, now, if you want prosperity and you want money, I'll give you all the money you want if you just come on and do my business for me. If you go out there and just keep on lying, keep on snatching them little girls, keep on raping them, keep on doing it. Hey, tell them homosexual, go ahead and do what you got to do. God still loves you. That's what they said. God ain't going to do nothing to you. He's a lying wonder. You're going to do it to yourself because God ain't going to stand no sin in heaven. You hear what I said? There was no sin in heaven. No, you ain't going to heaven without Christ. If you don't bring Christ to the golden gates, you're going to get turned away. Why? Because the Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And the Bible said, we are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ through justification and faith. And if you're not sanctified, that means you have not been set apart from sin. Hell will be your home. And what I'll say right now, don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Please. You know what I'm saying? Hell no, don't go to hell. Don't go, man. If you go, you're going to be there forever. You're going to be indestructible, burning forever. No breaks, no tears in hell, no water in hell, no parks, no dogs, no cats. No sports, no whole houses, nothing but what? A lake that burns with fire and brimstone. You've got to pay for your own sin if you don't want Jesus Christ to come into your life. If you go to church 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, and have your funeral at your church, and you were a good member. You did good things. You sung in the choir. You took the collection. You took communion. You did all the things that has the attributes of Christianity. But if you never repented, you never came to Christ. You never gave your life to Christ by faith and believing that he actually died. Christ actually died a physical death, which was God Almighty. Left his body, went down into hell, and preached a three-day revival in hell. A three-day revival in hell, and he preached to the one that was bound in the Euphrates. He preached to those that was in Tartarus. He preached to those that was in hell, and he preached to those that was in paradise. And he let every soul that died since Adam and Eve, that I came down here to bring Satan something. I'm going to bring him all the sins of the world that he calls mankind to do, and I'm going to drop it right at the gates of hell. And those that accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, those sins are going to stay in hell. And those that reject Jesus Christ, that died, they will burn in hell for their own sin. I don't want to die for my own. No. I die for my hell. No. Y'all excuse my vocabulary, but I'm going to tell you. God is using me to warn you, don't go to hell. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how long your family's been in the ministry, your daddy being a preacher, your sister being a missionary. You cannot go to heaven off of somebody else's salvation. You got to have your own. and Jesus got your salvation, but you milling around talking about I ain't ready yet, and I got a few more things to do, and I got to do that. Well, by that time, shoot, the church will be gone in a moment. I can gather in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, in a split second. My body would be changed from a mortal blood and flesh and bone and marrow and muscle into a glorified body like Jesus Christ, and I will be excommunicated from this old world, and I will meet Jesus Christ at the bema seat of Christ, and there Amen. I will be judged for my works, all the works Amen. That I've done since I confessed Jesus Christ as my Savior. And all the preaching I've been doing for 58 years will stand. Look here. Gonna stand at the judgment seat of Christ.
Yeah.
And those that thought they were saved gonna be left here. And if you left here, that means that you would have to face the great arch enemy of your soul, the Antichrist. When the Antichrist comes, he's going to be sweet as honey when he comes. Ooh, he's going to dazzle the world. He's going to fix it that the world will say, man, this it's got to be Jesus Christ. Look how he walked. Look how he talked. Look how he handled himself. Ooh, we believe that this is Jesus Christ. And the world, the Bible says, this is what the Bible says, and all the world wondered after the beast, and the image of the beast will be a machine that will speak. And this machine will have so much knowledge, it will curl your hair without going to the hairdresser. It will straighten up your back without a chiropractor. It will make you tremble inside of you to recognize when you make the biggest mistake of your life and the biggest mistake of people's lives today, the biggest of all time, is when you reject Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and when you receive the mark of the beast. When you receive the mark of the beast, you are doomed. D-O-O-M. Doom means to be lost and cast out into the outer darkness forever in a lake of fire and brimstone. Please, I plead with you, come to Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul broke it down just as plain as day. A, B, C. Not L, Q, G, B, L, M. A, B, C. But they got the alphabet all messed up today. I don't know what you're talking about. I know one thing, what you're doing. God said it's an abomination to me. The devil is destroying our families, destroying our marriages, destroying our young folks. Hollywood is a mess on top of mess, a cesspool of iniquity. The cities of the world today, all over the world, are infested with whoredom, prostitution, child pornography, child molestation. People are actually worshiping Moloch and Dagon. They're worshiping gods. They're offering sacrifices and babies. They're taking baby fetus, and they're drinking blood. They're eating their flesh. They're bowing down to Moloch. They're making them go through fire. And guess what? Bohemian Grove is a hell hole. And it's found in California. And California is loaded down. Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen.
Loaded down with incest.
True.
Oh, people moving out of California. California, people, millions of people moving out of California because it's infested. It's infested with sin. And people can't understand. God hates sin. Church folks, God hates sin. Preach, sure is, bro. God hates sin. Preach against sin. Don't preach against the person, but preach against the sins the person is doing, and let them know you're going to die one day, and if you die without Christ, hell is going to be your doorknob. And it's a hot doorknob. You ain't going to be able to sit down in hell, because every time you sit down, it's going to be a hot seat. Ain't no shaking hands and partying and jumping up and down and having fun. In hell, you're going to be jumping up and down, but it ain't going to be fun. Don't go. Jesus loves you so much. Romans 10 and 9. Let's see what Romans 10 and 9, because I'm going to let the brother have. Oh, yeah. I'm going to let him have it. I want to close, but I want to read this, and he can close out. Amen. This after this evening. Romans 10 and 9. Look at here. Don't be a fool. Please don't be a fool.
Amen.
Don't die and go to hell. I was cooking some fish the other day, last night, and I had some fish, and that fish, I like fish. Ooh, man, I can eat fish 7 days a week. And I was frying me some nice brown fish and some little bit of vegetable grease, and I went to pick up a piece of fish. I said, man, I'm going to put this on here and let this oil drain off the fish. And I picked that thing up, and while I was sitting, I went down 2-4 in the frying in the pan, and that oil, hot oil, hit the tip of my finger. And I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, have mercy. Hell is going to be awful. And I was only in there about a split second, and I'm thinking, if you die tonight, listen, this is what I'm saying. If you die tonight, or if you die tomorrow, or if you die 5 or 6 years from now, if you die, listen, if you die without Jesus Christ in your life and turn from your sin, you might not be a big sinner, but you're a sinner. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're a sinner. Make no difference. Little sin, big sin, bad sin, happy sin, sad sin. If you leave this world, oh, God, please. If you leave this world without Christ, you're going to wake up in hell.
Amen.
Ask the rich man in Lazarus. The rich man came to himself. But guess what? It was too late. Don't wait too late. Do what Apostle Paul told us to do. He said this, if thou shalt confess with your mouth. Now, you got a big mouth if you want to talk about something that you like. And you got a big enough mouth to confess Jesus Christ. Confess him with your mouth, the Lord Jesus. And shall believe. Come on now. Believe. Accept what
come
he
on,
done.
Buddy.
You wasn't there. But believe in your what? Your spirit man. Your sinful of your heart, soul is your spirit. Believe it. Jesus Christ, Son of God, God in the flesh, died. Crucified, mutilized. He said, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. It didn't say go to church. It didn't say shake somebody's hand. It said believe, repent, confess, admit that you are a sinner, and tell Jesus. Don't tell me. Tell Jesus, because he's the one that died for you. And if you tell Jesus in your spirit mind, in your spirit realm, say, Lord, I am a sinner. Will you save me? Just come on in. Come on, Jesus. I know you love me because you said John 3:16. And I believe that. Guess what? The Bible says, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother. Close it out. You got 5 minutes. Go ahead. Close it out. You
go
ahead.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Salvation. Amen. We got 1 minute left. Amen. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow. Amen. 4 o'clock time. Amen. 5 o'clock the elder time. Amen. Amen. I may be on next week. I'll let the elder know soon. Please tune in. Amen. I may let him run it. Amen. I may just be on for 30 minutes. I'm going to have a heavy week next week. But well, I'm going to see. But tune in. Amen. Tune in next Thursday. Tune in next Saturday. Tune in next Sunday. Amen.
Come
We're going to finish talking.